Module 11, Apply What You Learn to the Workplace. Life coaching can be a great tool to help someone learn to feel more confident, more empowered, and capable of handling various decisions and situations. When employees take these skills they learned and apply them to their workplace, they find they perform better, work better with others, and feel more confident to branch out and create more business goals. Have a game plan. One of the most important tools anyone can have when preparing to make a change is to create some form of a game plan. After all, a well-thought-out plan can be the difference between success and failure. The game plan serves as a blueprint for how the employee wants to create, progress toward, and achieve their goals. By planning out goals and targets ahead of time, the employee is better able to create a vision to focus on, foresee any problems that may get in the way, and be more overall prepared when putting their game plan into action. Parts of a game plan: setting goals, outlining actions and processes, setting timelines and deadlines, include important people. Link game plan and goals. Many employees can get off to a great start when wanting to make a change at work, but they often forget to link their game plan to their own goals or target. They will often make one or the other, but forget to incorporate them together. Once an employee has outlined their game plan, they can start identifying the steps they need to take in order to achieve these goals. The game plan should outline stepping stones the employee can take to meet their goals, but should include some flexibility in case one of these stepping stones are missed or need to be redone. At this point, the employee should have the goals or end target in sight and link their game plan to their goals in order to get the transformation process underway. Do drills. One method of coaching that is often overlooked is the act of doing drills and exercises to keep employees sharp and on their toes. When employees realize they need to accomplish something or set a goal, there are actions they need to take in order to achieve them. Common drill tools include role-playing, scripting, and even progress quizzes. All are designed to allow the employee to gain practice or skill in a particular area. Performing drills are a great way to hone an employee's skills and lets them feel more prepared when it's time to put that skill to the test. After all, practice makes perfect, and an employee can never have too much help when reaching for their goals. Common drill practices: role-play a particular scenario, create a script of what to say or don't say, uses quizzes or evaluations to test a particular skill area. Assess progress. After an employee has created their action plan and begun to work toward their goals, it is always a good idea to establish checkpoints to assess their progress. At what point the assessment occurs can vary by each employee. Each person will progress at different rates. The manager or employee life coach should determine what types of assessments are necessary and how often they will be conducted, since they will know what will work best for the employee. After each assessment, the employee and the manager or life coach can determine if the employee is making good progress or if they are falling behind in some way and need to change or alter their strategy and game plan. Case study. Jerry has been seeing his employee life coach, Paul, for a few months now. He has really made a lot of progress in his personal life, but now wants to progress further in his current career at a local retail company. Jerry wants to obtain a job in the marketing department at his company instead of staying on the sales floor. He talks to Paul, and together they come up with a game plan for Jerry. They outline the steps they need in order for Jerry to meet his goals. Jerry takes the necessary classes he needs to get his degree for marketing and learn better communication skills. Before his job interview, Jerry role-plays with Paul to practice his interview skills. Jerry feels like he is finally on track to complete his professional goal and wished him luck before his interview.